welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world, on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show American songwriting and performing legend Don McLean. It's the 50th anniversary of his hit, American Pie. Wrote so many other great songs. My favorite, Starry, Starry Night, the Vincent song. But he's still going strong. Don, welcome to the show. You're not hanging up the guitar. You're going on a world tour. What's going on? You're not stopping, huh?
Well, you know, I'm going on a world tour as soon as they let me. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really know what the story is here as far as traveling. You know, it's been very... I've been home for a year now, and I've been doing a lot of other stuff. I've got a YouTube channel up, and that we put 173 new tracks and 11 albums up on that. I've got a documentary movie we're working on, a children's book, and down the road a musical of some sort, stage presentation. And these have all been, you know, contracted for. And I'm busy doing things on this channel. You know, I make appearances on it, the Don McLean YouTube channel. In fact, I even did some sort of a half hour for the Navy, I think, and sang some songs that were used. And you can see that there. So for the first time, really, in 50 years, I mean, people can kind of get to know how I look and what I sound like, and I got some things about guitars and how I sing and do these things. So people have been hearing me for half a century, and now maybe they get to know me a little better.
Yeah, when you wrote that song American Pie, and you think, oh, this is, you know, very interesting, it's got a good melody, it's very catchy, did you think it would become not just a hit but really a part of the American culture?
Well, making the album, the first two albums that I made were very intense. The Tapestry album has a whole other story attached to it. The American Pie was a whole different story. I didn't want to make records in California because I was situated on the East Coast, so I found a whole new producer and studio to work out of in New York. And a whole different experience because the New York musicians were very different from the ones in Berkeley, California, where I made my first album, Tapestry. After that, single came out, everything went to number one, and the album was, and the single were sensations, is the only other word to use. I've never had anything like that since. I've had other records on the charts. I've had best ofs be number one. I've had songs be number one around the world, like Crying and Vincent. But I've never had something with the peculiar energy and charisma, let's say, of the American Pie record and song. And it has had tremendous muscularity, you know, through the years, maintaining its presence decade after decade, and usually finding someone to boost it, like Garth Brooks in 1997, Madonna in 2000, and now the group Home Free that has done an a cappella version of the song. It's been number one on all the iTunes charts. So the song is really me, it's my story. I'm the paper boy and all that. So it's carried me along and carried all my other music with it.
Tell us a little bit more about the documentary, The Day the Music Died, the story behind Don McLean's American Pie. That's coming out later this year?
Coming out at some point in the next year, maybe 18 months. We want to take our time with this. There's no rush to do anything. We want to make it right. We've got everything contracted for with Viacom and CBS. And the last documentary, or the best documentary done on me, was called American Troubadour by Jim Brown. And this is different. This is going to be focused on everything that was going on around me, my life, the creation of this song in this time period of, let's say, 1969 to, like, say, 1971 or in there. Mm-hmm.
And then I know you got to run. One last question. You mentioned the children's book. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that's all about?
Well, that is it's called American Pie, a Fable. And it really has to do with my childhood as a little boy. I only had one job in my whole life, and that was as a paper boy. And so it's the story of Donny Boy, delivering the paper and having a magical interaction with different characters. It's not anything directly derivative from the song or the album, but it's connected. That's in the works right now, as well as one of these bookazines that you buy in the store where you'll probably see the cover will be the American Pie cover, I would think, and it's all about me and my career and the song and how it evolved and, all the details. The song has had a lot of history. A lot of things have happened with that song, and it's of interest to people. And my career, life, and everything else are attached to it. And that's good. I like that. I've never really wanted to be a person that was instantly recognizable, because I always wanted to be on my own and do what I wanted to do. I'm kind of a loner. I like the desert. I like the woods. I like the countryside. I'm not a city guy.
Gotcha. That's Don McLean. So much going on. Home Free doing the song a cappella. The documentary coming out in the next year or so. The stage play. The children's book. I've been speaking with the great Don McLean. Don, congratulations on everything that's going on, and thanks for dropping by the show today.
Well, thank you for saying that, and I wish the best to all the service folks out there. I've known many wonderful Army families who are very devoted and focused on their duty and the government and our country, and I want to thank them all and tell you that I've been on both sides of the fence. I was anti-war during the Vietnam era, and I've learned to love a lot of folks, especially up in Maine, who I've met, who were our terrific Army families and devote a great deal to the country. And I think it would be a great idea if, coming out of high school, every kid had to do 2 years of some kind of service to the country before they start on their careers. I think it would be good for the country and good for young people. That's what I think.
I happen to agree with you. All right, the great Don McLean. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back right here on Sports Byline USA.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how